Senator from the 15th.
To speak in support of the bill.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no doubt there are a lot of opinions on this bill, as been expressed so far. This is hard stuff. This isn't easy. When you're trying to fundamentally change the tax code in a way that hasn't been done in almost 100 years, there are some big and tough decisions to make along the way. And we don't always have to agree on things. I think the Senate has operated in a way we've gotten to a place where we can, you know, get to a vote on this. To spend very little time addressing the governor's concern, I will tell you these ideas have been out there for years, actually. The business income deduction was out there before Kansas did what they did, no input from the governor. There was a lot of, obviously, momentum towards doing some sort of broad-based tax relief by way of personal income tax and helping small business owners through the course of this entire session. There's been no input. And so to come in and, for the first time on a major issue, and to now suddenly have a strong opinion, I think is a little bit disingenuous. And the idea that there's going to be some sort of scare tactic about what you're voting for here, again, is a little disingenuous. By the people who don't want this to happen, by their own admission, it's $450 million at least that's going back to individuals and not coming to the state coffers. Okay? So you can't have it both ways here. But let's talk about this bill. What the senator from the 8th and others have worked on, and he's worked very hard on this and done a great job, is to say that we believe that being rated 48th in growth by way of GDP over the last 10 years is unacceptable. The fact that we used to have 16 congressional seats after World War II and we have 8 is unacceptable. Something isn't working, okay? Now, is tax policy the only thing involved? No, but it is a big component. When you're going to say, go back home and tell that small business owner that has worked hard to send his kids to college or wants to send his kids to college, that he's going to pay, his tax liability is going to be reduced in half over 5 years, I think that's a great thing. When you can go to that single mother who's working two jobs, saying she can keep more of her own money and decide how to spend it, I think that's a good thing. And so we're planting a flag in the ground here today, and through this is not the end of it, but all through this process to say we believe that Missouri needs to find a new trajectory, and not the same old, not the same old politics of division, but one that incorporates the idea of growth. Anytime you've had a reduction in tax liability, whether it was JFK, whether it was Ronald Reagan, you've seen an expansion in the economy. The problem has been there has not been the commensurate reduction in spending. We just heard from the senator from 19th, we're going to do that, and we're going to have to make some very tough decisions along the way. But I believe this leads to growth. I think we need more taxpayers, not more taxes. We want more businesses to come here. We want fewer businesses to leave here. If you don't think there's a fiscal note associated with us doing nothing, when that small business knows if they move across State Line Road and they can save 6 or 7%, we're fooling ourselves. What that number is up for debate. But we know there's a number associated with that. And so we're taking action. Bold action. Some things are hard to do. There's a reason why we've talked about this over the last several years and we've never done anything. I'm proud of the fact that we've come together with different ideas. This bill isn't exactly how I wanted to do it. I was perfectly fine with a business income deduction for all the small businesses and reducing the tax liability for every business in the state without anything with regard to the sales tax. But I understand that this is a process. And ultimately, the net of that is more people in our state keeping more of their own hard-earned money. And this isn't about the one percenters. This is about the middle class. That's where I grew up. That's where I grew up. My parents who live in Bridgeton, for me to be able to go to a particular school or to do certain things, my dad worked 7 days a week at Anheuser-Busch, okay, the midnight shift. And he did that. He worked incredibly hard to provide a better life for his kids. I want those same middle-class parents to make it a little bit easier for them to provide a better life for their kids. And it's not about growing government. It's about reducing the burden that they have. Folks are working hard out there, and more of their money goes to some place in government where they have no control. Let's let these people be the masters of their own destiny. Let's let people keep more of what they earn. I think they deserve that. And so for Missouri to take a stand on that, forget about what's happening everywhere else. I think that we are in a competition. We have to acknowledge that. But this is the right public policy position for us to have. And so if you can walk back home after the end of this session and say, whoever you meet at the coffee shop, we're reducing the personal income tax rate for you by nearly a point, by nearly one percentage point over 5 years. Small business owner that owns this coffee shop, oh, by the way, you're going to pay half over a five-year period what you're currently paying to state government. That's a good thing. I don't run from that. I'm proud of that. And I think we all ought to be proud of that. I know people have different opinions, but this is the first step in a process, I think, of leading us towards a greater path to prosperity for more Missourians, families. So I encourage the body to vote for this bill.